Well, Barbara Ray is on the line with us this morning. We appreciate her taking time to give us some helpful tips, and as she always does, whatever the season is. And when it's winter time, you can't talk about planting and gardening much outside, so you talk about house plants inside. And Barbara has given us some great tips and mentioned the coffee filters, and that's something that we can all do and should help save some time and maybe some cleaning up as well. So take advantage of that. And also, we were talking about the air purifiers, and there's different things you can do, though, Barbara, to make life easier. You'd mentioned grow lights and watering, and maybe getting on a schedule for your watering. Is that always a good idea?
Yes, because it's real easy to, with our busy lives, to forget if we've watered our plants. And Monday is my good day, and I will water. And also, you need to clean the leaves on your plants. With the forced air we have, but it stirs dust, and with the, just our normal life, we create dust. And your plant cannot make photosynthesis if it has a layer of dust on it. And one of the tricks is you can put your houseplants in the shower, take a piece of plastic or a grocery sack you get from the grocery or the big box store, the plastic, and you can put it over the soil, and you can rinse your foliage off. But we need to make sure that we read that label. And I'd like to tell the listeners that if a plant says low light, you place it on the north. If it says bright light, you place it in a south window or near a south window. And then east and west is usually good for most plants that we buy locally.
And plants will talk to you too, so you can look at them and sometimes tell if they need more light or if need less or more watering.
Yes, and some people think the natural growth of the plant after the plant leaf matures, they think that it is, they think that it's browning, they think they're doing something wrong, but it's the natural growth pattern. They're always producing new leaves, and you need to, on Monday I go around and I have a little pair of plant scissors and I cut off any leaves that are have matured and have, their life cycle is over, and I remove it. Makes your house plants look healthier if you keep the soil clean and any falling leaves or debris from the plant. And as I said, I walked through and I had plants from all countries, and most of them were warm climates. But I have orchids blooming, I have amaryllis blooming in my house, and we can have so many plants that will just give us an instant burst of color when we look out and see these bare trees with no leaves on. It makes us happier, and when we look at a plant, it's just, it helps us not dread winter so bad. So African violets, bromeliads are bright colors. The amaryllis is one of my favorite because with a child you can plant that bulb and they're so enthused that it jumps so fast indoors, and it'll bloom in 6 to 8 weeks. It's one of my favorite. I have about 10 of my favorite that I put all around the house, and I have whites and bicolors and different things, and but there's nothing any perkier than a bright red amaryllis that bloom during the winter.
Well, again, Barbara Ray visiting with us, and Barbara, I appreciate you taking time to visit with us this morning. We're about out of time, but just wanted to mention one other thing. You wanted to get a plug in with grow lights. That's something you can use as well?
Yes, you can use grow lights, but with our busy life, we forget to turn them on. And a timer on your grow light is such a minimal expense that will benefit your plants to that routine, constant light source, and it will make the plants happier, and it'll make you happier with healthier and prettier plants.
Very true. Well, Barbara, thank you so much, and I know you've got a lot to do, but appreciate you taking time to visit with us this morning.
I enjoy it. Years ago, someone shared their knowledge with me, and I'm trying to pass it forward.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. You have a great day, and be safe out there.
All right. Happy gardening, everyone.
Thank you, Barbara. Again, that's Barbara Ray. We appreciate her taking time to visit with us this morning, and some helpful tips there for houseplants, and before you know it, we'll be digging out in the dirt again, so that's always something to look forward to. But weather-wise today, it almost feels like you can be outside today doing it, but it's still January. It's actually 70 degrees today is expected high, so very, very warm today. Chance of rain, though, 60% tonight. Showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows only around 62, 100% chance of rain, though. And tomorrow, about the same, 68 with a chance of rain again tomorrow evening. So maybe we can just keep this warm weather going until about April. That'd be good with me. But again, we'll have the UK talk shows on this evening starting at 5 o'clock. And also we'll have Kentucky Sports Radio. That comes your way each morning at 9 a.m. on AM 1290. So you can join us for that as well. It is almost 9 o'clock. Greg's got to get to a break, and then we'll give it back to him. But 9 o'clock, WCBL, AM-FM, Benton, Grand Rivers.